Film lovers should be gearing up for this weekend because there's a lot going on for this year's Cascadia International Women's Film Festival. They're showing about 40 films from women directors over the next 4 days, starting Thursday and going through Sunday, April 28th. With me today is Cheryl Crook. She's the executive director of the festival. Thanks for joining us today, Cheryl. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you, Jason, for taking time to talk with me.
So what do people who are interested in this need to know for this weekend? Where can they catch the movies? When are they being shown? Give us all the basic details on this.
Yes, so most of the films, well, actually all of the films, will be at the Pickford Film Center, which is our host theater. And they start, opening night is tomorrow night, Thursday. We are sold out for that film. And it's a wonderful movie that we're showing the U.S. premiere called Wapaki. Which is means tomorrow in Cree. It's a documentary. That one is sold out. And then we have films that run through Sunday evening. We still have tickets available for several of them, but they are selling quickly. So I would suggest that people go to our website is the best place, CascadiaFilmFest.org, and all the films under festival selections are there, and they can see the trailers, and they can see the schedule, what's playing when, and get the full picture of what's going on. There's so much going on this year. We're so excited. It's a big year for us.
So what does the ticketing situation look for this? Are these all individual things? Is there a big pass people can get to see multiple of them?
What are we calling an all-access festival pass. We don't have too many left, but we have a few more of those left. And that gives you access to all the films, even the ones that are still marked as sold out because we've accounted for that so far. So if they buy an all-access pass, which saves them, I think, about $70 or $80 overall from if they were to buy everything individually, that gets them into all of the films, all of the parties, and also to the honored guest event with Catherine Hardwicke at which that takes place at the Mount Baker Theater on Friday evening.
So what kind of movies are these being shown? Are these shorts or feature length? And where are the directors from? Are these local or are these all around the world?
We have a little bit of everything, Jason. I mean, we have short films. We have three short film programs that have narratives, that have animated films, that have documentary shorts. And then we have our features. We have this year we have 7 features. And 3 of those are documentaries. The other 4 are narratives. The films are represented by 10 countries around the world. Brazil, Belgium, Canada, of course, the United States, Palestine, I think, is one. I can't think where everywhere is. But, we have 10 different countries represented. And by the time we are finished with this year's festival, our first festival was in 2017. So by the time we are done with this year's festival, we will have shown the films of more than 250 women from around the world.
Wow. So yeah, as you noted, this is your guys' 8th season doing this. Why did you feel the need to start it up and give this exclusive voice for female directors?
Well, first of all, this wasn't my idea, but... I got on board with it pretty quickly. It was a group of people got together actually in 2015 to discuss the idea about putting a film festival here that was similar to one that exists in Toronto and has been there for 20-some years to showcase the work of women directors and to call to attention and raise awareness of the fact that women directors are still lagging behind in parity in Hollywood and in the film industry. Like last year, I think the study that's always done every year by the San Diego State University, and last year of the 250 top grossing films, only 16% were directed by women. That is up from about 10 years ago, but it's still so far below anything else. So one of the reasons this festival was started was to, in fact, call attention to that fact and to be able to provide a platform for the films that women directors were making, especially those working in the independent film arena, so that people could see how excellent these movies are. And they are terrific. I mean, our festival, people will leave our festival saying how fabulous the films are. And we're very proud of that, and we work very hard to program the films that we think deserve this kind of attention.
And so besides all these movies, what else does a film festival include? I noticed you guys had some directors and some panels speaking over the weekend.
Yeah. We have several directors coming in from L.A., New York, Florida, I forget where else, Canada, of course. They will be here during the festival. Most of them arrive on Thursday. They will be here, and they'll participate in Q&As after their films. We have, I don't remember how many now, but 4 or 5 of those scheduled. They will be participating in panel discussions, as you mentioned. The panel discussions take place on Saturday morning at the New Prospect Theater. They are free and open to the public, and they're always terrific. One of the panel discussions will be with Catherine Hardwicke, who is the director of that big cult classic now, Twilight. And she's going to be on a panel with a local composer named Justin Melland. And Justin works from Bellingham, but he composes and scores for film and television, for Netflix, for Stars. He's done all kinds of stuff. They're going to be talking about the important role that the music and sound design play into a film, and what they do, how they work to achieve that. Catherine Hardwicke's especially known for her sound designs in her films, so that'll be an excellent discussion. That one starts at 10, and then the one that follows that is with four of our short film directors who are going to be here, and that one is called Telling the Underrepresented Stories. All of those women are deeply committed to presenting stories in their films that speak to those communities, and so they're going to talk about the challenges of doing that and why they do it and why there's a need for it. So that's happening on Saturday. Then Sunday morning at 10 o'clock, one of our best attended events is something called the Script Studio. It's also free and open to the public. It's one of our educational programs. And we select 4 short film scripts that are submitted to us through our Film Freeway platform. And those 4 film writers will be here. We have a panel of film professionals, one of whom is a 2-time Emmy-winning director who's coming from Los Angeles to participate on this. And we have an acting ensemble that reads the script while they're projected overhead for the audience to follow along. And then the panel discusses the script with the writers. And if you know nothing about script writing, or you know a little about script writing, or you want to know more, that's the place to go. It's an amazing discussion. You learn a tremendous amount how scripts are put together and what it takes. So I would really encourage people to come out for that. That's also at the New Prospect Theater.
So yeah, you guys have a whole lot going on over the next 4 days. If people aren't able to catch the movies or panels over this weekend, how else can they get a chance to see them?
We have an online version of the festival. We started this during the pandemic, and we've continued it to provide access to people who can't physically get to the theater, but also if you're going to miss a movie or something. So we have an online festival that's going to take place May 2nd through the 12th. Not all the films will be on that online version. We're limited by some distributor restrictions, but there are 7 programs on it, all the short films, and the film Love Letters, which we did the world premiere for in March at Western Washington University, that film will be on there, and the three documentaries in the film festival, Preconceived, The Cowboy and the Queen, and Wapaki, will all be on that festival. So you can see quite a bit, if you can't make it to the theater.
All right. And just to cap off the discussion, I know there's just so many great films being shown this weekend, really hard to distinguish one from another. But what is one film that really made an impression on you think people really should see?
Yeah, that puts me in a bad position to answer that question. But, first of all, they're all really powerful films. But the one I've been talking about to people lately, because I don't want them to miss it, sometimes you think, as the festival goes on and later in the day, we have 3 films programs on Sunday. And the closing night film is a French film called Alma Gloria. It was at Sundance this year. We're so lucky to have this movie. Everyone who was on the film selection committee saw this movie. they are just blown away by the performance of a six-year-old that is in this film who is not an actor. And it's touching, and it's a heartwarming story, kind of based on a personal experience of the director herself. And the way they found this little girl is just amazing. And you cannot believe her performance. I mean, it measures right up there with, we watched Paper Moon the other day, and it definitely measures up there with Tatum O'Neill's performance. She is so incredibly good. And I would tell people, do not miss that movie. You're not likely to see it anywhere else that I can think of. And so I would definitely catch that. And one more thing, Jason, I would add, because I don't want to forget, we also this year did something brand new. We have an art exhibit at the Dakota Art Gallery of 35 Pacific Northwest women artists. And this is being done in conjunction with the festival. We opened the show in April. They were curated and juried by Barbara Matilski. And the work is incredible. It'll be up through the end of May, May 25th. So people need to get over there and have a look at that work. It's part of our effort to celebrate the work of women working in all sorts of media. And anyway, I would encourage everybody to stop by during Dakota Art Gallery's business hours and have a look at that show. It's fabulous.
Fantastic. All right. Just a whole lot going on this weekend. Not just movies either. That was Cheryl Crooks, Executive Director of the Cascadia International Women's Film Festival. You can catch all of those movies, panel discussions, everything else starting today on Thursday, running through this Sunday. Thanks so much for taking the time to talk today, Cheryl. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Jason. We'll see you at the movies.